You're listening to Castle Country Radio Stations, and it is now time for another Castle Country update. I have got Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood in the studios. How are you this morning, Sheriff?
I'm doing well today. It's so good to be here.
It absolutely is. Now, Sheriff, it has been such a gorgeous summer, beautiful weather, and we have the hunt season that just kicked off. People are all over the place, and we've got a couple of little disclaimers to kind of throw out for people.
You know, yeah, this time of year is kind of unique in our area. It can be really warm in the valley and really cold in the mountains. In fact, this week, a cold front's blown in, and it's going to get, there could be snow up there.
Oh, really goodness.
So, you know, be prepared for anything that may come along. We had a search and rescue operation. I want to brag about our search and rescue a little bit. We had a search and rescue operation this weekend. A young man rolled over on his horse in First Water Canyon, pretty steep, rugged terrain, and our search and rescue team was able to get to him and make him comfortable. Spent the night with him, in fact, until we could get a helicopter in to hoist him out.
Wow.
He had injured his knee and his hip, and so they were awesome. They helped him be comfortable. They helped the helicopter helo him out. They also helped his girlfriend and his horses get out of there. So just an amazing group of guys, our search and rescue, and they're all volunteer.
Right. They are all volunteer, and I think that that's really important to mention, especially when individuals in our community do need the search and rescue's help. This is something where they could have been sitting down to watch a movie with their family. They get that call, and they literally drop everything they're doing, and they leave.
They do. They drop everything and leave, and they're so excited to do it. I just love their enthusiasm and the dedication they have to their community. They're a great group and did a fabulous job this weekend.
For sure. And for those that are going out in some rugged terrain, maybe they're, you know, looking for an animal, whatever it is that they're doing, you do have to be aware. I mean, I was up in that area this weekend and it was cold.
Yeah, it's downright cold at nighttime. We were up there all night and we had to have a fire to stay warm. And yeah, so make sure you're prepared with everything you need. A little food, a little water, a means of fire, and then nowhere do you have cell service as well.
Exactly. And a lot of our mountain ranges that we have around here, you don't have service. So make sure somebody knows where you're going around the general vicinity at all times.
Yep, always. And you know, be responsible when you're out. Let someone know where you're going to be and what time you should be back so they should start worrying and looking.
Absolutely. Well, Sheriff, another thing that's coming up, the EMS Symposium.
You know, we're excited about that. So Justin Needles and the emergency management crew is putting on an EMS emergency symposium. They're giving away a free emergency preparedness kit. All you have to do is like their post on Facebook and share it. Don't forget to sign up for their new emergency notification system, and they'll announce the winner Wednesday, September 20th for this. But the symposium will be out at the fairgrounds this weekend, and it's going to be kind of cool. There'll be a lot of training, a lot of things to be prepared for. And you know, this is a good time of year to be thinking of what would you do in the event of an emergency. I mean, we live in an earthquake area. You could be without power for weeks and be on your own, basically. So you should have at least a basic emergency preparedness kit and an idea of how you would take care of your family and your pets and everything you have.
Absolutely. Well, Sheriff, it's always really good to get you into the studios and find out exactly what is going on in our community. You do a really good job of updating people and letting them know, you know, different times a year call for different protocols. And you're really on top of making sure that people kind of understand the dangers that are involved with the different things that they're doing.
You know, I think it's great. I think we have an awesome community. I just want to throw a shout out to especially our search and rescue group. They're amazing. But our local law enforcement team is awesome. The DPS helicopter is what was utilized for that extraction of the hurt hiker or horseman this weekend. And it's just amazing to watch as the teams work together. It doesn't matter which agency they work for. They're all dedicated to the community, and it's just a neat thing to see. And I don't know that that's just unique to our community, but it's definitely special to see it here.
Absolutely. They all have one common goal, and that is to serve the community.
Yep. And you know, you can see them at every community event. You see your local law enforcement and they're friendly. And that reminds me, it's football season. Our deputies change their uniform a little bit for football season. They'll have their favorite team's hat on. So if you see one of our deputies with a hat that maybe a team you like, go over and give them a high five. They'd love to interact with you or talk a little trash if it's a rival team.
If it's a team that you don't like, you got to razz them a bit. Well, Sheriff, as always, thanks so much for stopping by the studios and giving us an update of what is going on in Carbon County. And And Facebook page is always a great avenue for people to stay updated.
Yep, we'll keep everything on there. Visit our page, like that post, and you'll be eligible to win a preparedness kit.
Well, make sure to go and check that out. And as always, you can tune in every single week as Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Woods stops by the studios to give us an update. That has been another Castle Country Focus right here on Castle Country Radio Stations.